someone came over to you in the street and asked you, are you really free? Are you a free man? Are you a free person? What do you say to him? The initial reaction is, obviously, of course I'm free. I'm not a slave. But are you really free? This week's Torah portion starts off that God spoke to the Jewish people at Sinai. And then it goes on to talk about the Jubilee year. Every 50th year, slaves will be emancipated and be free. And the question is, why does the Torah start this week's Torah portion with saying that God spoke to Moses and the Jewish people at Sinai? Why doesn't it just say he spoke to them? Obviously it was at Sinai, everything else was at Sinai too. It doesn't say by each verse that he spoke to them at Sinai, even though we know that's true. Why is it specifically putting an emphasis on the fact that this was spoken by Sinai next to the concept of slaves becoming free? And the commentaries explain that the Torah is real freedom. It says that the words of the Torah were engraved on the luchos, on the tablets. The word engraved in Hebrew is charus. Those same letters spell charus, which means freedom. True freedom is through having the Torah engraved on your heart and being a Torah observant Jew. Because if you think about it, all of Torah is all about truly making you free. People tend to think of Torah as, it's making me do this, it's making me do that, it's not letting me do this, not letting me do that. So restrictive. Let me just live life the way I want to live life. Our response to that is that Torah is the way you want to live life. You're just lazy and you just have desires and they're holding you back. You have addictions and they're holding you back from living life the way you want to live life. Torah is the key to true freedom. Making a blessing before you eat allows you to be in control, mind over matter, not just eating because your stomach tells you to eat and because you're hungry, but truly choosing to eat. When we rest on Shabbos and we're not addicted to our technology and to work, we're truly being free. All of Torah, there are many examples, all of Torah is all about truly being free to choose, truly being free to do what we really want to do deep down. And therefore, real freedom comes with this concept of what Hashem gave us at Sinai, the Torah. And therefore, we should take the Torah coming up on Shavuot, the holiday where God gave us the Torah. We should take it, we should cherish it, follow it to the best of our ability. And ultimately, we will see through that how we truly are free people. Have a wonderful Shabbos.